Posuk Beis Aharoin, make sure we hear the hey. Va'omar to is milara, the stress is on the to ending. Beha'aloi secho, there's a shvono under the sof, a chata patach under the ayin. Beha'aloi secho. Hamminoiro, dogesh in the mem, a shvono, hamminoiro. Pasuk Gimel, Yirechoh with a mapik hay, Ad Pirchoh with a mapik hay, Kamar E, a segoil under the aleph, Her O, a komatz under the aleph, and again Hamminoira. Pasuk Vav, Halaviyim, a shvono under the lamed. I will comment at the end on this word, halaviyim. V'tihar to, stresses at the end, milara. Pasuk zayim. V'choy sa'aseh, make sure we hear the ayin. V'choy sa'aseh. Aleihem mei chatos, aleihem ends with a mem, and mei begins with a mem, make sure we hear both. Vehe eviru, make sure we hear the ayin. Vehe eviru, the main accent is on the vase. Sa'ar, the main stress is on the suf. Sa'ar, you see two pashtoim, one's on the resh because that is the set position of a pashto. The one on the suf indicates where the main stress will be. Vechibisu, shvono, under the vase. Vigdehem, no dogesh in the vase. Vigdehem. Pasuk Ches, velokichu, soiles with a tipcha, and then blulov hashomen. You must make a slight pause. Soiles, blulov hashomen. Ufar sheni, fe has no dogesh. Ven bokor, no dogesh in the vase. Ven bokor. Pasuk tes, b'nei Yisrael. Make sure we hear the yud of Yisrael. Pasuk yud, v'hikrav to is milra. V'sam mechu, a shivono under the mem. V'nei Yisrael in this pasuk is without a dogesh. V'nei. Pasuk Yud Beis. Al Roish HaPorim. Al is with a tipcha, a slight pause. Al Roish HaPorim. Va'asei. The ayin has a chata patach. Make sure we hear the ayin. It has a din of a shvono, but we have to hear the ayin with a slight patach. Va'asei. Ho Echod. Make sure we hear the komatz under the hay. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'ha'amad to is milra, but the dalid is a shvo noch. It's a little difficult to say this word unless you say it slowly. V'ha'amad to, v'heinaf to, and the last one, v'hoyu li halaviyim, v'hoyu. The main accent is on the hey, v'hoyu li. This is a nosoig achor. Li had the power to push back the word, which is ordinarily v'hoyu, to become v'hoyu. Now there are 10 times in this parsha from the beginning till sheni that we have the word halaviyim. The question is the lamed in halaviyim a shvono or a shvonoch? This is one of the unique words in which there is a machloikis. The question is whether al pi mesoira, the hay of halaviyim, has a meseg or not. The meseg is the small line that is after the hay. Reb Shapsi Sofer interprets the Radak as saying that there is a meseg and therefore a shvono, halaviyim. However, Reb Wolf Heidenheim, the Maharshal, Reb Zalman Hanakdon, also known as Rabbeinu Yukusiel HaKoyen Ben Yehuda Hanakdon, also agree with this shita. However, the Minchas Shai interprets the Radak differently and states that the word Halviim is without a meseg, which would mean that the Lamed is a Shavo Noch. Practically all of our prints have with a meseg. Therefore, I say Halviim with a Shavo Noch. This completes Parshas Baha'aloi Sechah.